Well, hello people, how are ya? Hey, you know what, I really do like drinking Peroni and talking crap. Now here's a femon and she's 32 years of age. And to me, she looks completely false. But you know there's a great big pandemic going around, don't ya? Every other day there's another sexual charge against a male somewhere. You know, all of a sudden the males have just decided to attack femons all over the place. Or is it something else? Well, this femon worked for an investment company, and she was on pretty good money per year. I think about £115,000. But that's not enough for a femon. You know how greedy they are. Now, for some reason, they think they're owed lots of money. Anyway, this femon was working for this investment company for about 2 years, and the company mostly were all males. And it was coming to a point when she had a review, and I think she was going to be let go. So she brought up a sexual discrimination charge. And apparently what it was, when in a review or something, she was wearing something, and one of the seams had actually split open. And apparently the man said to her, "That's one way to get a promotion." Apparently he said that. There's no real proof. But we all know that femons never lie, right? And the hole in the seam was about the size of a tempi. Hardly very big. What could you actually possibly see? And of course, usually this works for femons, doesn't it? They get a big payout and they're set. Same as kind of divorce. But fortunately, this time, it didn't. The tribunal rejected her claim. She was basically let go and her bonus wasn't given to her. But the judge ordered the bonus to be given to her. But she was still let go. And she didn't receive a great big golden payout either. And femons wonder why males do not talk to them in the workplace. Because it's too damn dangerous for males, that's why. That's also why they don't want to work with a femon in the same room alone with them. They wanted to be in the army, in the front lines and everything else. All of a sudden, sexual abuse and sexual assault charges were flying everywhere, weren't they? And it's cost the army millions. And you don't have to be Einstein to know what it seems to be all about. It's all about money. A lot of it is extortion. So companies should actually think twice before hiring a femon. Not because they maybe can't do the job, but because the way the laws are, femons can take people to court just like that. Just by whatever they say. And femons don't seem to have any morals at all. They will destroy lots of males' lives just for the sake of money. And I'm glad to see that this femon's game plan for money didn't work out. But I got a sneaky suspicion she'll try it somewhere else. Her resume should be flagged with a warning. You see, my instincts were correct. Her picture of her, she looks fake and false. You know, over the years, it's always your first instincts that usually are correct. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You know, I'd be happy with £115,000 a year myself. But then again, I'm not greedy. Take it easy.